Trump thanks Megyn Kelly for saying he won debate handily after tweet goes viral. Megyn Kelly was a big a tweeting last night.
Yeah. Well, smart lady. I think weird career path lately.
Looking at some of the, she made, what, $80 million? She got paid to leave Fox? Something like that. Just an insane amount of money. So no matter what happens, she's fine.
Good news, everybody. My iPhone seems to be resetting itself. I'd like to apologize to Jack, Sean, Tim Cook. I was working my way to screaming at the late Steve Jobs, so I'd like to apologize to him and his family.
You're ready to dig up his bones.
Oh, that's too much. There it goes. It's all, everything's fine now.
Well,
you were saying something. Megyn Kelly.
The I-12 went on sale today.
Got blood come out of everywhere.
The I-12 went on sale today at Apple stores. Is the Mini out, though? I know that the 12 and the Pro are out, but I need the Mini. If the Mini's out, I might go to the mall today for the first time in a year.
Listen to you, thinking small.
I believe the Mini
I didn't
was...
run for talk show host to think small.
I want the Mini.
I think the Mini had a delayed release date. I'll dig up.
Be like the hilarious, geez, this is a 25-year-old bit from Saturday Night Live. Well, Will Ferrell would have the tiny little cell phone when they were getting smaller. He's like, tiny little thing, hold up to his ear. What was I mentioning?
Oh, Jack, you have to make an appointment to go to the store, by the way.
You do?
Yeah, you do.
Because
of the vid. If you are having a problem, like I just did with my phone, you got to make an appointment to go in there and talk to him. And I'm sorry, that's a bad example, because the Genius Bar, you always did. If you just have a couple of questions about the iPad, you got to make an appointment.
You do?
I think I might want a new iPad. What can the new one do? You have to make an appointment so the stores aren't crowded with people breathing the vid on each other.
I'll never get around to that. I'll never have my act together for that. A couple of comments. So Megyn Kelly thought that Trump won handily. We could play these, or I can just... Van Jones said, best Trump performance yet, but not good enough to make a difference, which I think I might agree with. I do think that was Trump's best debate ever. I'm pretty sure it's not going to make much difference. Jake Tapper said Trump didn't set himself on fire, so that was a win for him.
Well, Joe Biden...
I think he means that as a metaphor, not literally. I don't assume
Joe Biden,
he thought he was going to emulate himself. Emulate?
That would
imitate.
Be a first.
Exasperate.
No, I think he had it with emulate. Joe Biden, in the first hour, which is really the only part that counts much... did not come off as senile.
He looks
scattered,
so old,
tired, old.
Man, he looks old.
Phony. Yeah, all
of those
things.
Do you know
why
he looks old?
Probably because of his birth date.
His birth date plays a role.
So long ago. Yes. But not so senile as to scare away the 2/3 of people who haven't voted yet. That's a guess because nobody's quite sure. But 50 million people have voted already. That's not good.
They still haven't perfected 4K HD UD makeup. I'm surprised that the TV hasn't caught up to that yet.
Well, there's only so much you can do for an 80-year-old.
No, I was thinking of Kristen Walker.
Oh.
I mean, you used to be able to wear that amount of makeup on regular TV, and you looked normal.
Yeah.
But you do it on, HD, UD, 4K or whatever, and it looks like you got a ridiculous amount of makeup on.
You look like a wax dummy.
Yeah.
I feel like the defaults for TV makeup are still on standard definition.
For the few people that still have standard definition.
And I'm a small government guy, a low regulations guy, but I think we need to regulate how white teeth can be of a newscaster. There are some that are just too white. I mean, they are whiter than copier paper.
You know, I got to make a decision on that.
They're white that doesn't occur in nature.
I've never whitened my teeth. As a result, my kids don't have...
You got yours sharpened into fangs during the 80s.
Yeah.
When you were really into Twisted Sister. Yeah. I remember that.
I did sharpen them into fangs. And I got a Chindo put in. So you can see...
Briefly.
You can see my teeth better.
This all fits with you being snake guy.
Yeah, but my
but then he got chertens to cover his chin, though.
Are those a thing? I can't believe I mean saying this out loud. It's because of where I live in the year I live in that this is even a conversation.
Yeah.
But my 8-year-old and 10-year-old have not had their teeth whitened either, but a lot of their friends have.
Oh, my golly.
And
little children?
Yeah. Kids.
Get your 10-year-old daughter breast implants, too. What's the matter with people?
So a number of his friends playing at the park last weekend, they got the bright, gleaming Kristen Welker TV newscaster teeth.
Wow.
As grade schoolers, and my son has kind of just, you know,
human teeth,
yellowish off white, whatever color you call it, teeth. Yeah. And it's pretty noticeable among with his friends, but I don't know, it just seems weird.
Oh,
teeth whitening for kids in their single digits. I don't even do it as a grown-up. But
you know what would be fun? Macabre, but fun. Is revive somebody who lived in, say, the last 20 years of the Roman Empire. Say, hey, what do you think of this?
I recognize this, by cracky.
Oh, by cracky. They spoke Latin. They were Latinos. They'd say, oh, yeah, absolutely. The self-obsession, what do you call it? The
amusing yourself
vanity.
To death.
The vanity. Oh, yeah, the vanity was big. It was huge. Yeah, we'd go to Nero's, we'd party, we'd vomit in the vomitorium, we'd had an orgy, then everybody'd, like, work on their makeup for the next 2 hours. Oh, yeah, yep, I recognize this, he'd say. Anyway, what are you going to do? You're going to make the best of it. Live in the times you live in. I think wishing you lived in another time or wishing you didn't live in these times or whatever, it's counterproductive. You just got to find your way.
I'm not being judgmental because these parents are very, very nice, so I'm trying not to be unjudgmental. But it would have never occurred to me to get my kids' teeth whitened.
No. I mean, it's the general dental care
that all kids get.
And they polish your teeth with that gritty crap.
I mean, I hate that stuff so much.
That's all about avoiding decay and stuff like that. That's a health
thing. And to make them look good, too, honestly, the polishing is the gritty stuff.
I thought that played a role.
It's probably both.
Nah. I'm skeptical on the polishing doing anything. Like the fluoride treatments and all that other stuff is, yeah, but the polishing, I think, is just cosmetic.
But anyway, so the text line, do you get your grade schooler's teeth whitened? What's the youngest you've seen or done?
Oh, boy.
Text line 415-295-KFTC. I feel like I'm...
Don't never, ever trust Whitey.
415-295-KFTC. Well, soon he's going to become extra aware of these things. He's getting closer every day to that.
Right, and no kid wants to be the outlier.
Why would I, to satisfy some need I have, make him be, you're going to be brown tooth, kid. So that I can hang on to my, you know, good, honest, salt of the earth roots. I'm going to make you be not the kid that the girls look at to prove, you know, I don't want to be that either.
Yeah, but I mean, as you've mentioned, you have teeth that look a lot like baked beans.
Little baked beans.
Little brown, rounded teeth. Hunter Biden teeth.
Right.
Who did we see? Oh, Eddie Van Halen.
Oh,
teeth,
yeah.
Back when I got
EVH teeth.
Really doing too many drugs and smoking too much. Yeah. God rest his soul. Anyway, that's enough of that. How about some of this? It's time to take a fond look back at the week that was. It's Cow Clips of the Week.
For the third time in 4 years, the Dodgers are going to the World Series.
And I immediately lay down under his feet. Actually, every cell of your body just telling you, that's buddy, we are done.
That wouldn't happen if we had actual good candidates. I mean, imagine if Kennedy lost to Nixon because Wisconsin went to Little Richard.
It'd be a lot cooler if you did.
Damn, Jeffrey Toobin. At least Pee Wee Herman was in an X-rated movie theater. I'm just saying.
Let us never speak of this publicly again. Thank you very much, my friend.
Which I think is actually a good idea. I mean, as long as Jeffrey Toobin isn't in charge of the mute button. I'm so sorry, guys. I left it on the whole time, and my dick is also out again. I'm so sorry.
Even if the Russians were behind the story, why does that alleviate the responsibility of journalists to evaluate these emails and to examine whether or not Joe Biden actually engaged in misconduct?
Get back to where we were, to have the economy rage and be great with jobs and everybody be happy. And that's where we're going. And that's where we're heading.
And no one was more shocked than Joe Biden. I have a Twitter account. Son of a gun, can I look at it? Or do I need, like, special 3D glasses?
Fragger Krogers.
Couple of texts that we got. Jack, something tells me you already have a mini. Okay, thanks for that.
Oh, gee-mini. Be better than that.
A couple weeks away from being able to start the pre-order on the mini, by the way.
Okay, that's what I need.
I call it mini iPhone.
Oh, my phone is doing a weird thing.
I'm telling you, the Cupertino death ray.
Do you set your camera to take pictures so that there's that like half second of motion before?
Live? Not intentionally.
It's annoying. It happens accidentally to me.
I don't get it.
What's the point of that?
I don't know. It's cool.
I think
it's like Harry Potter.
I think there's some settings where it captures multiple pictures in that time, so you can kind of pick the one you want where the person's eyes weren't closed or whatever.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Anyway, we got this text. I have a 10-year-old Samsung TV, and Kristen Welker looked beautiful. She is beautiful. But on the wasn't criticizing her looks, but on the 4K, and I'm sure she doesn't do her own makeup. Mm. The TV network is doing it for her. If you got the super good TV, it's just, wow, do they have to pack it on?
Yeah.
You look like a dummy.
Well, and too many close-ups, too. You can pull back a little bit. I can see she's a human being, and she's talking. Her head doesn't need to fill my 54-inch screen.
That's probably enough of that.
That's plenty of that.
Probably was enough of that before I
started. I
want to
play some of my favorite clips of the debate for you. And a couple other things we ought to squeeze in before the end of the week.
I get my 7-year-old's teeth whitened. But her lips are so swollen from the injections, you can't see the teeth. Okay, I get it.
Well played, my friend.
See,
bit of humor there.
Yeah, exactly. I think that was a ruse. Pulled my leg. That's what you did there.
And then at the risk of being overly serious on a Friday, did you know that there are hundreds of millions of dollars of the last stimulus that are still just sitting there? They've been budgeted. They haven't been sent out. Probably ought to do that before we vote more trillions to go out, because it ain't going out.
Fantastic.
And a whole lot more.
Yeah, we'll jam it all in to finish on a Friday, huh?
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it.
Armstrong and Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
So Trump mentioned last night, he mentioned a couple of things that got a lot of attention on the internet. One, he was talking about coyotes bringing in illegals into the country, and apparently a lot of people don't know that that's a term referring to people who smuggle Mexicans into the United States are called coyotes. I thought you knew that.
Oh, and just a lot of Central Americans, too.
Well, yeah, from wherever. Yeah. But I thought that people knew that either from just following the news, kind of, or watching any movie ever.
I know it from watching various cartel movies.
Yeah exactly. Well, but, man, the Twitter exploded with Trump thinks coyote. What is Wile E. Coyote? What is he talking about?
Well,
The
interesting part to me was it wasn't people. It was people, obviously, but like blue checkmark journalists and alleged opinion leaders and well-known people.
Yeah, it wasn't at your mom's at my house 420 saying this. Like,
right.
it was somewhat of a notable Twitter personality's doing.
We're unaware of the term coyote, which I thought was interesting. And then they're talking about green energy, and Trump talked about how the windmills have killed all the birds.
Well, some are left. A few.
Obviously, the windmills have not killed all the birds, but if you follow this story at all, windmills do kill a lot of birds, which is pretty interesting. And we just got a text from somebody, because my phone is acting up, I have to go back to the text line. I design turbines for work and have worked on construction sites where giant drum filters are used for the specific purpose of getting rid of all the birds that fly into the system and fall down to the bottom.
Wow.
So they got a special area to collect all the birds that
die. The dead bird collection drum.
Yeah, oof.
Yeah.
That's gruesome.
That's rough.
We also got this text. You know, it's worth mentioning because I talked a lot about it. I opened the show hot with it because it's driving me crazy. But this is absolutely true. So I'll read this text. At any other time in history, Hunter Biden's emails, laptop, father's possible involvement would be the biggest story in the universe right now. It would be the most dominant story of the campaign, at least until it was proved to be false or true.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it's only a story for right-wingers is amazing. I agree.
Yeah.
It would be huge. It would be the October surprise of October surprises. That's just dropped out of nowhere. And then if they can nail down it's nothing, it would be nothing.
Yeah. Well, and it's so much more important than I think it seems to some people that our alleged guardians in our free press have become nakedly partisan. I happen to know a handful of officials for professional sports, major league sports, and a couple in college too, come to think of it, umpires and referees and that sort of thing. And if you and they know the players, they're on friendly terms. They know some of the coaches better, been in the league a long time, and they have some that they like better than others. Some are just really nice people. Some are a-holes. But if you so much as suggested that they abandon impartiality for even a play, you might have to fight them. I mean, they're that serious about their honor, and that's like the main thing in their profession. And that used to be exactly the same with journalists, and now it's been abandoned completely. And it's so disappointing to me that Americans on the left side of the spectrum don't understand how dangerous that is and how unhelpful it is. But it is. It's incredible to me right now that the only heed Washington Post is paying to the story is to mock it.
Well, that's why liberals like Glenn Greenwald are horrified at this.
Matt Taibbi,
Laura Logan, right. Is a liberal. I would guarantee she is. She's said on our show before, I'm certainly not a conservative. But anyway, Laura Logan of 60 Minutes fame said this morning, I've been in journalism for 40 years. We have that. Okay.
Well, I've been a journalist for going on to four decades, and I spent almost 20 years at CBS News and 60 Minutes. And I will say that I have never in my life seen journalist malpractice like the Russia story. Why do I bring this up? Because Joe Biden and his campaign's response and the media's response to this, this issue of Hunter Biden's emails, and not just Hunter Biden, but really this issue is about Joe Biden and corruption. And the response is to play the same card, the Russia card that they played for 4 years about President Trump. That was
okay,
an information.
That's good. And that makes the point. But they're going back to this Russian disinformation. And even though the FBI says, no, it's not, that was, Adam Schiff went with it. The cable news has gone with it. End of story.
Well, it's a campaign stunt. Then the CEO of the company says, no, this is serious. And they continue to mock it. It is malpractice.
Armstrong and Getty.
He is the Vice President of the United States, and his son, his brother, and his other brother are getting rich. They're like a vacuum cleaner. They're sucking up money.
Okay, President Trump, thank you. We do
need
to move on.
I was 90 seconds behind for the rest of that debate because I zapped backward because I wanted to get that quote exactly right for Twitter. They're sucking up money everywhere he goes. Oh, my God. The debate last night at turns, excellent, informative, ridiculous, frustrating, but a hell of a lot better a spectacle than the first one.
I've got to ask. So I'm watching MSNBC up there on the TV, and they were interviewing undecided voters and what they thought after the debate. Is it okay if I assume when they call somebody an undecided voter that they're a freaking moron?
No.
Isn't anybody?
Absolutely not.
Isn't anybody? I mean, I thought that 2 months ago, but with 8 days to go, if you're standing there declaring yourself to be undecided, you're just not capable of wiping yourself, are you?
Wow.
You just want attention.
Wait a minute. The two of you now. This is irresponsible. It's hurtful. People are struggling with the choice.
Are they?
Trump, the policies, yes. The person, no. Biden, the personality, yes. The policies, and they don't pay attention. They're busy people. They're living their lives.
I heard James Carville say something.
I'm sure they can cleanse themselves post-bowel movement just fine.
I'm James Carville. Rush Limbaugh, he's mean and fat is what he used to say. Probably doesn't say that anymore.
No.
He's a nice
poor
guy.
Poor son of a gun.
James Carville said, and I think he's right, you know what the number one issue is? You know what the number one issue is? It ain't COVID. It ain't the economy. It's Trump. Trump's number one issue. And I thought that is exactly right.
Yes.
There is one issue.
Yes.
Dominates everything else.
Yes.
You're either for Trump or you're against him. You're okay with him or you're not.
Well,
period.
That's why I thought yesterday, last night, had significance because he was remarkably un-Trumpy. He was the good parts, the parts everybody likes, and not so much the not good parts. Will it matter enough? Probably not. Here's a particularly fine moment, I thought, and effective, clip 61.
They should not be going to jail for a drug or an alcohol problem. They should be going into treatment. Treatment. That's what we've been trying to do. That's what I'm going to get done, because I think maybe the American people have now seen that, in fact, it was a mistake to pass those laws relating to the drug. But they were not in the crime bill.
But okay, why didn't he get it done? See, it's all talk, no action with these politicians. Why didn't he get it done? That's what I'm going to do when I become president. You were vice president, along with Obama as your president, your leader, for 8 years. Why didn't you get it done? You had 8 years to get it done. Now you're saying you're going to get it done because you're all talk and no action, Jim.
We got a lot of it done. We released 38,000. We got 38,000 prisoners left from the...
You got nothing done.
And then the next clip, which is lengthy, there was a great moment, but that damn Kristen Welker didn't let it play out. And I know a lot of people agree with me. She was great at keeping the thing moving, but had no sense of when to let it go a little bit. To me, there was too much, your turn, now stop it, now your turn, and didn't let them have any interaction. Although that was mostly good for Trump. But there was a great moment at the end of the next clip, probably too long, where Biden said, well, it was the Republican Congress. There's a Republican Congress. And Trump said, you have to talk them into it. You have to get buy-in. But then Kristen Welker said, nope, we're moving along. And I thought, and again, Trump's not great at representing himself at times. He could have better made the point. Look, maybe you don't like me, but I'm getting stuff done. Why did Trump, now I'm complaining about Trump again, just because I was rooting for him and I'm frustrated. Ben Shapiro, we played you the clip, I think it was yesterday, of why he didn't vote for Trump in 2016 and why he is in 2020.
Didn't vote for him in 2016 and voted for him in 2020. You want to know why?
And he reeled off a list of accomplishments that were like, I was like, oh yeah, that's right. Oh man, that's right. That's a big one. It was great. It was great. How did Donald J. not have that?
Man, it's like
on the tip of his tongue.
The Wall Street Journal op-ed, whenever it was. We hate everything about Trump but his policies. And they rattled off everything that they like.
And if he had gone in with a specific strategy to say, look, I know a lot of you don't like me, but here's what we've accomplished. Here's what I want to accomplish. Just a little humility. And then that list of, including the number of things that have been absolutely reaching across the aisle type compromises and achievements. I think he just would have knocked it out of the park. But debate number one sucked. Debate number two didn't happen. And debate number three was good, but not quite good enough, I'm afraid. But anyway, we'll see. Everybody's going to get together and who hasn't voted and maybe shock the world again on November the 3rd. Got any more clips you want to play? I thought it was fun.
Game three of the World Series tonight. Is that right?
That is correct, sir. Okay. Nodded at one.
Maybe I'll watch it.
Oh, it's been great baseball. Really enjoyable baseball. Terrific pitching performances. But then, you know, guys get tired. Bullpen comes in. Then the ball starts flying around the park. So there's something for everybody.
Nobody in the stands, though, right? No crowd?
Yeah, there are. It's a 20% capacity?
It's 20-25%, something like that.
Yeah, it's a thin crowd, and you'd be surprised how much noise they make.
Interesting.
A great deal. Of course, you can also crank up the volume on the microphones, and it sounds like more. I like this, 67. Give me 67. Why are you holding out?
I have one more question in this pod, and then
excuse me. He was against fracking. He said it. I will show that to you tomorrow. I am against fracking. Until he got the nomination, went to Pennsylvania, then he said, but you know what, Pennsylvania? He'll be against it very soon because his party is totally against
fracking on federal land, I said. No fracking land or oil on federal land.
Let me ask.
Give me one more. Give me 70. How about 70?
President, he had 8 years to do what he said he was going to do. And I've changed without having a specific. We got rid of catch and release. We got rid of a lot of horrible things that they put in and that they lived with. But he had 8 years he was vice president. He did nothing except build cages to keep children in.
They had a back and forth about who built the cages that went on for quite some time. And I stole my buddy's Brian's joke that he texted to me. I tweeted, all right, I built the cages. I didn't want to say anything, but there it is. I built those cages for the children.
Oh, jeez.
Well, you know they're not going to escape. You got them in a cage.
Oh, man.
No, listen, hey, I said at the time, I'll say it again, in defense of Obama and Biden, those quote-unquote cages were to keep the children safe. It was to make sure no adults could get to the kids. It was a safe house, a safe place for underage detained migrant folks. The optics weren't so great. Could have thrown some Legos in there or something.
They actually started crying on MSNBC talking about it last night.
Oh, shut up.
Wow, that's
where nice. Are the adults? Where, seriously, where are the adults? Started crying on MSNBC. Stop it.
You child.
Going through my notes on the debate, I'm not sure I got any more left on the debate. They're over.
Dig deep, man.
We're just 33 months from the first presidential debates for the next round.
Like the Dodgers and the Rays, you're tired. It's been a long season. Now's when you dig deep. He says,
I'm ready for it to be over one way or the other.
Oh, I hear you.
We move on to the next chapter, whatever it is.
I thought your comment yesterday was telling. Right. Politics is your sports, which you love to watch, and you just can't take
it
anymore.
And I'm tired of it.
Yeah. I hear you.
Yeah.
Try baseball.
I think we're going to have to on this show. I think a lot of people in their regular lives, I hope, are going to have to remember, what is it that I used to do, or what did we used to talk about, or what did people focus on in addition to this sort of thing?
What excuse did I find for hating others?
I think it's going to be difficult for cable news channels, newspapers, and everything like that to try to transition to something kind of more normal. I hope they can.
Oh, I would agree.
I guess I'm assuming if Trump loses, if Trump wins, it'll stay the same. It'll just be the never-ending obsession of what Trump tweeted or said and how awful it is every single day for another exhausting 4 years.
Yeah. Here's a question. We're chatting about this off-air a little bit. How lapdoggy will the media be to the Biden-Harris administration if indeed they win? Will they recover any of their spine, their balls, their principles, or have they gone full-on advocacy biased? Do you think they'll even I say they lean back toward their traditional values to some extent.
Well, I think there's going to be a hangover of we're the resistance and we can't let that Trump mob come back.
Yeah, in some quarters. I wonder.
Hey, what did Biden say last night? This is
because their dragon has gone away. Their bugaboo has gone away.
Their dragon.
Yeah.
What did Biden call the coming dark months? The dark something?
Winter?
Winter.
We've got a dark winter coming up, which sounded like it was out of Game of Thrones or something. But
winter is coming.
I hope he's wrong. I hope we're not about to enter a really long, terrible. It'll seem especially bad because it's, getting dark at 4:30 and it's cold outside for a lot of the country and it's supposed to be Thanksgiving and Christmas and everything's fun and shopping and everything like that. And none of that is happening because the malls are closed and you're not eating. That period of time
and we're going to have a big resurgence of COVID deaths is the punchline, right?
Right.
Because that's what he was talking about.
Yeah, I just wonder if everything's going to be shut down to the same extent or greater in that period of time. Where we, you get into the habit of eating out every meal between Thanksgiving and Christmas, right. Just running around. There's parties and this and
days
that.
Days are short. There's no sunshine.
And you're not really hardly working.
The weather sucks.
All that stuff will be killed by COVID. That could
be social gatherings.
Yeah, that could be. Thought the summer was depressing. That could be a really depressing period we're about to go through for November and December.
Note to self: buy stock in liquor companies.
It could be. It could be rough. Psychologically.
Yeah, let's
country.
Hope that doesn't happen, friends. Oh, my God. And we'll keep working on that vaccine. Operation Warp Speed, right? Come on. I may cook up a batch at home.
Phil, for 20 seconds about our website or something.
Boy, I tell you what, armstrongandgetty.com, if you don't click on it every single day, well, you're just a jackass.
You probably are undecided.
No, actually, if you ever miss a segment of the show, we have them there just a little after the show is actually over, downloadable. If we said, hey, here's a great article about the British journalist embedded in Antifa. We'll have the link there for you under hot links at armstrongandgetty.com. Send it around to your friends. Read it yourself.
Yeah, I was checking the rolling 14-day average. So yesterday we were up 1% for deaths. We're now up 9% for your rolling 14-day average for deaths.
Whoops.
Which not is, good. You know, a pretty trackable figure. So, no, that's not the right direction.
No.
Our text line, 415-295-KFTC. More to come.
Armstrong and Getty.
From the 12, Jones keeps, gets a block, takes off, and he is gone. Trying to stay upright, and he trips. Absolutely all alone, and he trips. Going to the end zone and ends up carrying it as it is for 80. But a walk-in touchdown, and he tripped himself.
This is the only way he doesn't score. That old turf monster got him right about there.
The fact that...
Hey, Troy, cheer up.
Yeah, the fact that the Hall of Famer is so tickled at another quarterback falling down like that is...
Oh, that's so bad.
If you haven't seen the video, it is just, the guy's just, you know.
He's glancing right, glance left, seeing if anybody's gaining on him, then all of a sudden,
there's a sniper on the roof.
You're a 20-something world-class athlete,
yeah,
and you fall down, which reminds me, I was going to tell this story. Because I've got a couple of those in my life that I still remember to this day, and I shouldn't feel so bad about it if it can happen to that guy.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like, you know, it happens obviously more often to people like me, but like I used to think about that with baseball stuff. Sometimes a major league baseball player has the ball bounce off their head.
Yes.
Sometimes that happens.
Yes.
So
I intentionally notice guys hitting terrible shots when I watch the PGA Tour golf on TV. And I remind myself, okay, he's the best in the world and hit a horrendous shot. Forgive yourself. Because it happens. It doesn't happen nearly as often as you mentioned.
So I went on spring break. I just graduated from college. I worked all through college. I never took any vacation time during college and didn't get to do anything fun. So I went on a spring break after I got out of college. And I went to Florida for a week. And so a bunch of guys, we were playing football on the beach in Daytona.
Nice.
And
girls around in their bikinis.
And I just met these dudes. I wanted to be a cool guy. They called me the old man because I was 23. I was 23 when I graduated college, and they were all like 18.
Mm-hmm.
So I was an old man, which reminds you of how you see ages differently when you're younger.
Right.
A couple of years seems
they
like a big
deal. They were children.
Yeah. Anyway, so we're trying to play just like catch on the beach, kind of like a touch football game or whatever. Yeah. And I go deep for a pass. And I thought I'm really going to show.
Yes.
You know, because I can catch a football.
Sure.
And I'm running down the beach. I'm going to catch a football. And for whatever reason, like the ball's coming my way and I started to get nervous. I'm on the beach. There's girls around. There's these cool guys. I want to be a cool guy.
A Taylor's oldest time.
Exactly.
Got in his own way.
I'm starting to clench up and I start to stumble and everything. Just like that guy. I go down face first. The ball like lands on my back. And they laughed so hard for so long.
Oh.
And they just couldn't stop laughing.
Oh.
Jack Armstrong can't catch a football. Because I was a local radio person, so everybody knew who I was.
Yeah. Oh, no.
It was just, I still feel the pain.
And you even look like Charlie Brown a little bit. Big old round head.
Hey, kids, it's that time again. With Armstrong and Getty.
Here's your host for Final Thoughts, Joe Getty.
Let's get everybody on the crew to offer a final thought to wrap things up. He presses the buttons in the control room, keeps us on the air. Michael, what's your final thought?
Yeah, I just looked down. I realized I forgot my wedding ring today. So I got to stop and on the way home.
Wow, you've been married for, a week and a half, and you've already taken it off.
Yeah, so I got to stop on the way home, pick up a cheap ring, and just so I can get in the house, you know.
Wow.
Yeah, try not to date anybody on your way home.
Jeez.
Wow. Positive Sean's our producer. Final thought?
Presbyterians is an anagram for Britney Spears. Do with that information what you may.
Wow.
Wow. Jack, a final thought for us?
I can't believe the physical and emotional discomfort I brought on myself just by reliving that story.
It's good for you.
It's weird how stuff like
that
happens.
It's good for you.
Nothing could be more inconsequential. I still feel pain from that experience. Ah, youth is rough.
My final thought is that though there are now less than 2 weeks until the election, hell, it's a week and a half. It's going to feel like 6 months, but we can get through it together. And then the next 6 months will feel like 60 years. That will probably kill us. But we can get through the next week and a half.
As I keep saying, whoever wins, I hope they win in a landslide. I mean, it's very clear. Even if you took that state away, they'd still be the winner. No need to riot or claim that's not your president.
Right. Just please, something else. Can we hate each other over something else?
Yeah, there's actually a good poll in the USA today about how we hate each other more, but our issues haven't really changed. We have almost the exact same issues and beliefs, but we hate each other way more than we used to.
I blame the internet. Unplug it.
Yeah. Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling 4-hour workday.
So many people with thanks so little time. Go to armstrongandgetty.com. Got to all your links there. The articles we talked about, send them around if you want. Also, the podcasts are all downloadable, from the extra larges to the little special features to segments of the show. Whatever you need.
I can still hear that guy's voice saying, Jack Armstrong can't catch a football, and everybody laughing.
You need counseling or something.
Probably do.
Wow. Or you got to seek that guy out and punch him right in his face.
Something. See you Monday. God bless America.
Well, kids, that's all the time we have for today. I'd like to thank Sideshow Mel, Corporal Punishment, Tina Ballerina, and from Not Planning, Miss Donna Mills. Oh, she was a sport. We've had lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of fun. Now the time has come to go. If this still clown was found dead in his bed tomorrow, I'd be in heaven still doing this show.
Armstrong and Getty.